What is good, everyone? This is season 4, episode 14. It's been a little while since getting back on, but that's okay. I do want to give everyone an update here that if you are listening to this on Spotify, I suggest you stop listening through Spotify because for whatever reason, Spotify has also created another problem and they want to blame me for the problem they created. What the problem is that over the last two episodes, the audio has been cut. So you have less of what you're able to hear listening through Spotify. But on all other platforms, completely fine. No problems with it. So if you want to hear the whole entire podcast of each episode moving forward and the audio doesn't get improved, I suggest not listening on Spotify because you're going to be redacted with information that you would want to hear. So I do want to give a shout out to the first So, it was very interesting how what I got from him based upon that. And was I talking to his soul? No. I was talking to his spirit. For those that are new, if you can look in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 23, clearly says that there is a separate body, separate soul, and separate spirit. All right. The soul is not the spirit, and the spirit is not the soul. They are two distinct entities. The soul is what lives in the body. The spirit is what lives in Yeshua. Sometimes they could be in bondage. Sometimes they could be ripped to pieces. But the spirit is not the soul. We refer to Yeshua. This means we must, without a doubt, know how these other religions are. If we don't know how these other religions are, we don't know how they work. That's how the enemy keeps people divided, because they can say things in certain parts of what someone believes and make a misconstrued statement to create a division by building war. The easiest path forward is the easiest to work. That's why we follow the Holy Spirit. We're in the full universe. As that makes sense. New Age really is. New Age is occult practices that vary. So it is a sect of mystery and order. It just has more of this terminology that branches into so many different movements. But New Age movement really can be brought down to its movement itself. But it's a range of spiritual or religious practices and beliefs which rapidly grew in Western society during the early 1970s. And the reason why for this is because the CIA created LSD, for one. For two, created shrooms. For four, manipulated cannabis. Has continued to manipulate cannabis. This absurd way that they speak. But I can't say that I don't speak absurdly from time to time. I do, okay? And I'll admit it when I do. But when it comes to New Age, or when it comes to any kind of religions, don't be closed off to what they're talking about. Research. Read into it. Look into different books and manuals and manuscripts and scrolls. Take it to those that are open-minded that follow Yeshua. Also then take it to God. You're going to get the clearest perspective doing it that way. Now, what we have next on the list is what's called neo-shamanism. First two new forms of shamanism. So anytime you hear neo, it means modern. Because what I put down here is a mix of New Age and shamanism. That's really what it boils down to. Because it says it usually... But that's right. It's called agnostics. They know something's there, but they don't really believe it's God. That's what that is in reference to. However, well, we know that we believe in God, okay? God is supreme, universal, and everlasting, without a doubt. But here's the thing. Everlasting means that you step outside of time and your light is everywhere at once. So, divinity dwells within each of us. We're all spiritual beings. That is absolutely true. The highest spiritual principle is loving one another unconditionally and teaching and healing one another. That is not the highest spiritual principle. The highest spiritual principle is oneness. Love does encompass about that. Healing each other also encompasses that. But that is not the highest form. That is insomnias may be congenital. Individuals frequently report that past family members have had either episodes of sleep terrors or sleepwalking. In some studies, a tenfold increase in the prevalence of night terrors in first-degree biological relatives has been observed. However, the exact link to inheritance is not known. There's causes and prognoses and treatments are qualitatively different. Night terrors are the quality of sleep or the actually response to disorders in night terrors. Adult terrors are not less terrifying for quality of sleep. Now, when it comes to a night terror, the cause is usually because of some form of trauma that has been done against you. Or has been passed down because it was done by somebody to somebody that you're related to. It's another cause for it. But usually it can be some sort of trauma that you went through causes you to have this night terror. It's the trauma that's coming back either when you're falling asleep, when you're sleeping, or when you're waking up. And through that, it is actually have effect. But we are going to go on to the next one, which is called night terror. Just kidding. We did that. It's called, I believe it's called NISSE, N-I-S-S-E. That is the next one we're going to go on to. It's Norwegian, excuse me, Danish, Norwegian is as well. Swedish is Tomote. I also have Finnish, which goes Tomtenisi or Tonttu. Yeah. It has a couple different meanings. So, what this is actually talking about here, that's a, what I put down here, Scandinavian gnome. But here they say it's a mythological creature from Nordic folklore today, typically associated with the winter solstice and the Christmas season. They're generally described as being short, having a long white beard, wearing a conical or knit cap in gray, red, or some other bright color. They often have an appearance somewhat similar to that of a garden gnome. The Nisi is one of the most familiar creatures of Scandinavian folklore, and he has appeared in many works of Scandinavian literature. With a romanticization, I think that's how you pronounce it, collection of folklore during the 19th century, the Nisi gained popularity. There is many different we're going to move on to the next one, because we only have three left for the letter N, and then we can go on to the letter O. But what we have next year on the list is called Knew It. I knew it! Alternatively, New Nut, or Neweth, goddess in Thelema, part of a series on Thelema. The speaker in the first chapter of the Book of the Law, the sacred text written or received in 1904 by Aleister Crowley, based on the ancient Egyptian sky goddess Nut, who arches over her husband slash brother, Geb, earth god. She is usually depicted as a naked woman who is covered with. So, this individual is a false god, worthy of strength or power. That's what it boils down to. we're able to, and we got the time for it. So, what is the first letter on the list? Oh, and by the way, if you would like to ask a question, feel free to do so. I already had one do it. So don't forget to ask a question if something needs to be clarified. For me to clarify it on here. Or if there's something you want me to talk about, by all means, mention it. But first, what we have here on letter O, it's called Obeya and Wenga, or Obeya. Essentially, it's an African diasporic words in the Book of the Law. Actually, with that, we have next one on the list that we're going to take a look at. And forgive me if I butcher pronouncing this name, but it's called Oneiromancy, or Oneiromancy, something like that. but with this one, it's a form of predicting the future from dreams. and what y'all have been part of here. It has been great. Appreciate y'all. For those that want to listen into season one, I also have some other episodes as well that aren't a part of season one that I have left for subscription only basis that definitely has great content in there that will help you actually move in life more than just having information. But what I want to offer everybody is a big heartfelt appreciation for what we've been doing to grow this. And it's been awesome. It's been beneficial. And next time, we will go on to the letter P, which is quite extensive. But until next time, y'all stay frosty out there. Stay toasty out there as well. I'll catch y'all later. Don't forget to stop listening to this on Spotify, because if this goes on Spotify and it's got a good portion cut, then it'd be best to move to another platform. So until next time, appreciate y'all. Peace.